You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Someone has said, lying is the creeping crookedness of the world.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Give us faith in the truth of the gospel and its message of your forgiving love in Jesus Christ. Give us also tongues that do not lie, but speak the truth with love, something like yours, that we may show forth your kindness in our own ordinary, everyday lives. In Christ, with faith in him, we pray. Amen. I have heard it said that being a follower of Jesus Christ does not make any difference in the ordinary everyday life of a person, in his ordinary everyday decisions, his ordinary everyday speech, and his ordinary everyday actions. I've heard that said, but I don't believe it. Neither did St. Paul. He said to those ordinary everyday people who had become followers of Jesus Christ, "No more lying then. Everyone must tell the truth to his fellow believers, because we are all members together in the body of Christ. Do not use harmful words, but only helpful words, the kind that build up and provide what is needed, so that what you say will do good to those who hear you. And do not make God's Holy Spirit sad, for the Spirit is God's mark of ownership on you, a guarantee that the day will come when God will set you free. Get rid of all bitterness, passion, and anger. No more shouting or insults. No more hateful feelings of any sort. Instead, be kind and tender-hearted to one another and forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ. Since you are God's dear children, you must try to be like him. Your life must be controlled by love, just as Christ loved us and gave his life for us as a sweet-smelling offering and sacrifice that pleases God." A friend of mine was talking with a man one day who was in deep trouble. He was jumping from one frying pan into the other. In fact, he was in danger of jumping right into the fire. My friend said to him, "Doesn't your faith in God have anything to say to you at a time like this at all?" The man answered, "Frankly, no." At least he was honest. He was not lying. There are all kinds of people who claim to have faith in Christ, but they act just like this man. They are very pious, but they don't mind being dishonest now and then, like telling a half-truth, if it will accomplish something they want to achieve. It isn't that they do this out of consideration for others, trying to save them embarrassment. They're just trying to save their own reputations or their own skins. St. Paul said that dishonesty and lying are an insult to God. They are an insult to God the Creator, and even more to God the Redeemer. Lying in the mouth of the pious is throwing garbage into the teeth of God. It is a denial of Christ, who loved us and gave his life for us as a sweet-smelling offering and sacrifice that pleases God. Dishonesty and lying, of course, are an accepted fact of life, some of the stuff of which life is made. Politicians tell a barefaced lie to their constituencies, just as if that were the thing to do. Employers gouge their employees, and employees steal from their employers. The whole thing has become a way of life. It is said that in the state of Ohio, in the United States, in 1 year, shoplifting cost each family in the whole state $150. The following year, the figure climbed to $180 per family. One out of every 10 employees steals, says one retail expert, and 3 cents is added to every dollar of price to pay for it. Dishonesty breaks up nations, cracks up families, and destroys personal relationships. When honesty takes a holiday, the devil has a field day. It's no big deal, of course, the devil says, and all of us are tempted to listen to him, until we are affected personally. Then our hackles go up. Dishonesty always touches someone. Without honesty of person and integrity of speech and action, there can be no trust between people, no genuine family life, no community spirit, and no direction or drive in the life of a nation, no matter which nation you're talking about. Children have to learn not to lie. So do their parents. The temptation to lie is strong because lying permits someone to put off the troublesome or even the awful day of discovery. But the day comes anyway. One of the strongest evidences that God is the Lord is that we live in a moral universe where a lie will not endure forever. If it doesn't come home to roost now, it certainly will on the day of the Lord. Hell will be populated by people who thought they had survived on a lie. Unrepented lies will earn the condemnation of a just God as much as murder or adultery or embezzlement or any other crime committed against humanity. Lying is the creeping crookedness of the world. And the barefaced liar is the creeping crook of the modern world. No more lying, said St. Paul. He had to say it because people are always talking about white lies. These are lies that don't seem to be so serious because not too many people are hurt by them at the moment. Indeed, they are lies told to accomplish what is sometimes described as a good purpose that justifies everything. No more lying, said St. Paul. We are all members of the body of Christ. And for that reason, everyone who is a believer must tell the truth. A believer in Christ is someone who trusts Christ, puts all his confidence in Christ. He knows what Christ did. He died for all those sins of ours, including the little white sins that don't seem too important, even though someone is touched by them and hurt by them. Someone is always touched by sin. Someone is always sinned against. If you can't find anyone else, there's always God. He does not fool around with sin. The judgment of God upon human sin is to be seen in the guilt feelings people have who imagine that they have never sinned against anybody, but they know they have sinned against God. I've seen those guilt feelings in people who have no religion at all. And I've seen the same guilt feelings in people who prided themselves upon their religion. Sin is sin, wherever you find it. It is also corrupting and destructive wherever you find it. The answer to sin is not a corroding self-righteousness. It is not piety, which so often glosses over sin. It is not good intentions, which supply the pavement on the road to hell. The only answer to sin, seeking it out with a searchlight, healing it over with forgiveness, and covering up its scars with a new and fresh life, is the love of God in Jesus Christ. It is in Jesus Christ that you see the love of God. It is in Jesus Christ that your sins, big and small, are forgiven. It is in Jesus Christ, with faith in him, that you get a new way of looking at things and a new way of doing things. In Christ, the old goes away. And surprise, surprise, everything becomes new. With faith in Christ, people suddenly become aware of what is real in life. Lying is not real. Telling the truth is. There's a judgment on our lives we cannot evade. And there's a love pouring forth from God that no one in his right mind should want to evade. Christ is real. Truth is real. And love is real. Don't tell me, said St. Paul, that faith in Christ has nothing to do with the ordinary everyday facts of life. Don't give the devil a chance, he said. The man who used to rob must stop robbing and start working in order to earn an honest living for himself and to be able to help the poor. I don't know of any ordinary fact of life that's more ordinary than that. St. Paul went on, do not use harmful words, but only helpful words. Only people with a new direction in life that comes from faith in Christ will even want to do that, or will have the courage to do it. It's easy to go the opposite way of lying. It's hard to go the way of truth, but it is a good way. Do not use harmful words, but only helpful words, the kind that build up and provide what is needed, so that what you say will do good to those who hear you. Our world could use a lot of that. It's what the world needs. A lot of families could use that. It's what they need. A lot of people could use that. It's what they need. Don't tell me that the Spirit of God has nothing to do with ordinary, everyday things of life, said St. Paul. Do not make God's Holy Spirit sad. The Spirit of God is in charge of the world, even though it may not look that way all the time. What is more, the Spirit of God is interested in changing people. The Spirit of God is his mark of ownership on every one who is truly a son or daughter of God by faith in Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God is God's guarantee that the day will come when God will prove to everyone that truth is good and lying is bad. That truth makes alive and lying kills. Don't tell me that ordinary everyday things don't have anything to do with how people feel and how they act, said St. Paul. You belong to Christ, so you're bound to get rid of all bitterness, passion, and anger. No more shouting or insults. No more hateful feelings of any sort. Instead, be kind and tender-hearted to one another and forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ. The man always kept coming back to Christ. He always kept looking forward to Christ. The forgiveness of God in Christ is the source of everything good. And the forgiveness of God in Christ is the direction of everything good. People forgiven by Christ have just got to be forgiving to one another. There is no other way. Forgiveness is only honesty on the part of one who has been forgiven. You people who belong to Christ, said St. Paul, let's see Christ in your lives. You are God's dear children. Let's try to be like him. Life must be controlled by love, just as Christ loved us and gave his life for us, as a sweet-smelling offering and sacrifice that pleases God. For the sake of Christ who gave himself for us, be honest. Quit lying. Tell the truth. Don't go around with bitterness, passion, and anger. Telling people off may look like righteousness, but kindness and tender-heartedness with forgiveness like the forgiveness of God himself is in all honesty a good deal more like Christ. There's a story about a woman who always complained about her neighbor that she was a poor housekeeper, that her children were always dirty and that her house was filthy. One day a friend came over to her house and the woman said, look at the clothes my neighbor has hung out on her line. See the dark streaks running up and down the sheets and pillowcases? The friend looked out the window, stepped up to it, raised the window, and looked out. Turning to the woman, the friend said, it appears, my dear, that the clothes are perfectly clean. The streaks, you see, are on your own windows. It's like a fellow shooting at the squirrel in the tree when he really had a bug on his eyebrow. There's nothing wrong with saying, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. If I hurt you, I'm doubly sorry. Yet how hard it is to say. You can see Christ around when you hear people saying, even in church, you were right and I was wrong. Or when they say to one another in a family, I really appreciate you. I love you. I need you. I'm going to try to listen to you. I am trying to understand you. I accept you for what you are, and I shall do everything I can to help you. That's Christian. It doesn't overlook imperfection, but it helps to overcome it in love. Since you are God's dear children, my friends, you must try to be like him, said St. Paul. Your lives must be controlled by love, just as Christ loved us and gave his life for us. Some of the best Christians I've known in my own lifetime have been quiet Christians. They did not keep their Christianity to themselves, but they exercised their faith quietly in love. They did not have to proclaim the fact that they were Christians. Everybody could see that. They did not have to defend their piety because they knew they were saved by faith in Christ. They trusted in Christ. And everything they said and everything they did was a witness to the love of God they enjoyed in Christ. They used their tongues to speak good of everyone. Doing that, they gave honor to God, forgiving others as God in Christ had forgiven them. Poisonous tongues pounce on everything to criticize. Honest people telling the truth do not have to use words that hurt. They can use helpful words, the kind that build up and provide what is needed, so that what is said will do good to those who hear it. It is important in the ordinary, everyday affairs of life to have faith in Christ. Faith in him is good for the world that is to be, and it is good for the world that now is. It's good for people who do not know Christ to have the assurance that faith in him is not just pie in the sky and the sweet by and by. It is not just a religious feeling to make you feel good while you keep on doing what you have been doing. That's no good. Faith in Christ, I promise you, is the renewing gift of God's Holy Spirit. It is the mark of his ownership on you and the guarantee that the day will come when God will set you free. Meantime, in the power of his Spirit, work at getting rid of bitterness, passion, and anger. Let the hateful feelings go, and let the kindness and tenderness of Christ himself take over. Try to be like him. Have faith in Christ. Faith enough to trust him for what he is, the Savior who died for you. Let your life be controlled by love, just as Christ loved you and gave his life for you. That's the life, my friend. Open and above board. Strong with gentleness and flavored always with forgiveness. Having power to quit the lying that is really dying and to tell the truth which is really living. In all honesty, speaking the truth in love is the way to honor God and to be helpful to your neighbor. Amen.